Hola, mi gente. This is Jodeci's mom. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Hello, everyone, and this is Jodeci Maldonado, and this is yet another wonderful episode of Night Owl's Late Night Podcast. Today, we are reading the essay Redefining Our Reality, which is sort of a continuation of Pantastic or Pandora. But this came before The Missing Person and after Pantastic or Pandora. And it's not really about Pan as much. It's about an old show called The L Word and its reboot. So a little cultural essay there for you. So let's just get into it. This essay is a continuation of my essay, Pantastic or Pandora. It recently came to my attention that the iconic show from the early 2000s is getting a reboot, and it was christened to be the L Word Q generation. In the article, it talks about the language for self-identifying members of the LGBTQIA community has changed in the years since the original show's airing. The characters were played by straight actresses, which in itself is no big deal. But as the article stated, it did often serve to make the frequent sex scenes feel absolutely sodden with the male gaze. The characters of the original show clung to their identities as lesbians, a word that today is becoming less and less used and replaced by so many other terms, one of which is a reclaimed term. The former slur, queer, is being used today in place of the word lesbian nowadays. The reboot of the L Word has already introduced two transgender characters in a much more approachable way and role than did the original when it did try to handle portraying such identities. Just like the language and the way that we approach people of different identities is changing, there too, I emphasize again, has to be a change in the language, or rather definition, when it comes to the word pansexual or panromantic. To dropping the specific part in the definition of being attracted to transgender people, to clip it and say men and women, because transgender individuals want to be seen as true men and women. They can maintain their identity in other ways and freely show pride as they should without the worry of being outed when their partner says they are pan. Also, it has been a complaint in the community that the definition, when asked, is too long to explain, and so some people lie about their identity to spare themselves the hassle of having to repeat it all and explain what it is. The new language should be tried, and if proven not to hold true, then it can be discarded, but it is an idea I pitch as a possibility for fulfilling the dreams of those in the transgender community, and a sign that the complaints of the pansexual community are being heeded. I say congrats and happy conversing with all this all-inclusive language. So there it is, people. That's the end of the essay. A little pop culture essay-ish type-esque format for you. Sorry, that was a mouthful. That was a word jumble there. But I hope you liked it, and I know it's a little behind the times. I'm sorry that that essay is a little dated because the Q generation of the L Word has been out for some time now, but at the time it was written, it had just come out, so bear with me a little bit. Some of these are a little more than ripe, if you know what I mean. So I hope you enjoyed it again. Stay lovely. Good night.